אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מתוך מאמרו של הרבש.
We are reading excerpts from the article of Rabash concerning above reason, when item 13. The excerpts you can download from the website kab.co.il or in the icon study material in Galaxy.
Yeah.
Shall we begin?
Of course.
Excerpt number 13. Between a man and his friend, if he can work in love of friends within reason, meaning if he tries to see the friends as being at a higher level of holiness than himself, this is certainly better. In other words, if he sees within reason that the friends are closer to Dvekut with the Creator than he, it is certainly better than if he had to believe above reason. Thus, in truth, he sees that he is at a higher degree than the friends. Within reason, he always sees the friends as low. However, he believes above reason that he should say, because it is a mitzvah, commandment, or good deed, that he should believe that it is not as he sees it. Certainly, if he can see within reason that the friends are at the degrees of holiness, it is all the better.
Where is this from?
From the article concerning above reason.
No, thank you. That's not what I was talking about. Why is Baal Salam writing this? It's from, if I see someone that is in a spiritual degree, a friend of mine, let's say, but if he's in a spiritual degree that's higher than my own, then he does more, he connects more, he bestows more. In short, a person is greater in all of the ways that can be than me. I would really want to be like him, at least a little bit. This is called that I am attaining his vessels within reason. That I already corrected myself, and I see that the friend is truly greater than me. Since we're built in such a way through our ego that there is no one greater than me, myself. It could be that he knows something or learns something or like this and like that, but not that he's greater from the point of coming closer to the Creator, from the point of view of bestowal of spiritual qualities. There's no such thing, no. Therefore, I need to see everyone in such a way, in faith above reason, meaning that they are truly so big, and I'm the smallest one out of everyone, out of all of my friends. But if I reach a state that I already see that it's so, that they are greater than me, and I'm the smallest, most inferior of everyone, it means that I see the truth, that my ego allows me to see the truth, and then accordingly, according to how great I see them in practice, greater than me, by this I am already in spirituality. And my friends, I see that the Creator is within them and shines to me from there. That's how it is. Think about this. You can ask me about this tomorrow, 2 days. Don't jump right away.
Dudi,
read it again.
Again,
excerpt number 13 from the article concerning above reason. Between a man and his friend, if he can work in love of friends within reason, meaning if he tries to see the friends as being at a higher level of holiness than himself,
This is certainly better. In other words, if he sees within reason that the friends are closer to the Dvekut with the Creator than he, it is certainly better than if he had to believe above reason. Thus, in truth, he sees that he is at a higher degree than the friends. Within reason, he always sees the friends as low. However, he believes above reason that he should say, because it is a mitzvah, commandment and good deed, that he should believe that it is not as he sees it. Certainly, if he can see within reason that the friends are at degrees of holiness, it is all the better.
PT 19.
He tells me that inside reason he sees always that the friends are low, small, and now you come and tell me, Rav, that I need to see them in action, that they are greater than me. So I'm telling you that I am not able to do that. What should I do?
You need to pray to the Creator. You have no other means except to pray to the Creator to help you see the truth, that you are the lowest one out of everyone.
Mitzvah
means you're commanded to reach such a correction where you're the smallest out of everyone, where everyone is already in Gemar Tikkun except you. You are the only one that's remaining so. And in a little bit, the train is about to depart and you'll be here alone.
So what is it here that they come and tell me, listen, Zvika, you be above reason, think that they are great. What should I do exactly? What does it mean, above reason?
To believe that they are greater than you, although you don't see this. They have eyes and see not. And to relate to them as if they are truly great, like you would have related to them if they were greater in your eyes. Relate to them such. Ask from the Creator to help you see them like this, and the Creator will give you the strength, and you will see them. You will see the whole world in the true way. And then you'll see that besides you, there's no one else to correct.
Okay, so that means what you're telling me basically is, Zvika, play it. That's true, you see them as low, but you play as if you're seeing them as great.
Yes, but it's a very serious game, and by this we grow. Yes, the game is a means to be great and wise.
Okay.
Good.
No, Nintendo Kiev.
Let's let Kiev ask.
Kiev.
Yes, да, дорогой Раф. Вот часто задают этот вам вопрос. Вот я должен видеть товарища исправленными.
This question is asked many times. I need to see the friend as corrected in faith above reason. But in the 10, the friend does not come to the lessons.
Vlad, I'm not going to clarify such things now. No, we're talking about in general, about all these things, and about all these particular things, I cannot resolve them. It's not for now. You cannot just take something that you just feel like personally and just bring it on everyone else's expense. Let's continue.
Onwards, excerpt number 14, same article concerning above reason by the Rabash. After one has decided to go above reason and not look at all the questions that the body begins to ask, when he begins to work on the path of the stole, and faith above reason and overcomes the obstacles, the questions that the body brings him from the world over, and closes his eyes and doesn't wish to look at anything that contradicts the mind and heart, but has decided to go only above reason. After this decision, sometimes he suddenly brings great excuses that the body must agree with. Thus he sees that now he is going within reason. But what can he do when now he sees through the excuses he received from above that he tells himself, what can I do now that I have no place where I can work above reason? I see now that everything I do in order to bestow is how it should be. Thus he no longer has any questions about serving the Creator, which force him to work above reason. But since the work is primarily above reason, what can he do when he is in such a state?
Again.
Again, except 14. After one has decided to go above reason and not look at all the questions that the body begins to ask, when he begins to work on the path of bestowal and faith above reason, and overcomes the obstacles, the questions that the body brings him from the world over, and closes his eyes and doesn't wish to look at anything that contradicts the mind and heart. But he has decided to go only above reason. After this decision, sometimes he suddenly brings great excuses that the body must agree with. Thus he sees that now he is going within reason. But what can he do when now he sees no place through the excuses he received from above, that he tells himself, what can I do now that I have no place where I can work above reason? I see now that everything I do in order to bestow is how it should be. Thus he no longer has any questions about serving the Creator, which force him to work above reason. But since the work is primarily above reason, what can he do when he is in such a state?
Well, he doesn't give a solution here, but he only clarifies the inquiry itself. That suddenly a person reaches such a state in which he agrees with everything. We need to do above reason. We need to go this way. Yes. We need to carry out the Creator's command. Yes. Yes. We still need to clarify this excerpt 14. It's incomplete. Kazakhstan.
Но и вкладу из товарищей, я на самом деле вижу, что они больше меня. И тогда вопрос, почему Рабаш не пишет, что...
I see that the friends are greater than me. Now the question is, why doesn't the Rabash write that to serve the friend because they are bigger than you? Why do we need to go above reason?
The correct way, then we receive from above all of these difficulties. Since the Creator raises the will to receive in us, and out of that will to receive, that all the time grows in me and becomes intensifies, then I cannot see the others in a way that they're great. I see them as small, as inferior to me. It's always like this. If I advance correctly in my work, and then I am in need of the Creator to give me the quality of faith above reason, in which I will see everything through bestowal. Then I'll see the friends as greater and myself as smaller. And before I ask and receive the help from above to see the world in such a way, I, if I'm advancing correctly, I see others as less than me, and the world completely less, and myself as great. Until I ask of the Creator, when I start to ask and to work on this, then sometimes the Creator gives me the strength to see this within reason, that my friends are great. We need to clarify these things in practice, and then you'll see that's how it happens. Since if you enter the group and you're new, then you see everyone is great. You see it, you accept it a priori. It's natural in such a way. But if you are connected with the friends for a long time, then it cannot be that you just reveal them as great. Even more so, if you're in the spiritual work, then the Creator will specifically give you such obstacles where you'll suddenly see the friends that they're not worth anything, they're nothing, they're weak, they're stupid, they're each and every one in some way like that. The Creator will arrange such things for you. But then when you ask from Him and work really strongly in that direction, then you will receive new discernments, opposite ones, that they are great and that you are small, that they are more and more exalted and they feel more, and they have a certain connection between them. They're working for the Creator. They know how to do this. And you're the stupid one that's closed within himself and standing on the side. And it only seems to you that you're this great one. But it's the opposite. You're a zero. And you don't even understand how much of a zero you are. All these things need to be clarified. Moscow 1.
Эта отрывка написана после того, как человек решил идти.
In the excerpt it says that after the person decides to go above reason,
состояние, которое дается свыше в мере усилий по объекту.
Till then, I thought that the faith above reason is given from above.
Of course, but a person needs to decide this. It's not that he just does it by himself, but he wants to reach this. He needs to decide it.
How in the ten can we decide to go above reason?
That you decide each one towards the friends makes himself smaller, and then by force you need to see the others as great, and then you turn into the Creator for Him to open your eyes and heart to see all the friends as great, as the greatest of the world. Truly so. That the entire society, you need to see all of them. And my ten, I need to see my ten, that if we connect, and this connection depends on me, because everyone besides me is connected already. So if I enter into them and give my strength to them, and then when we're all connected, we reach Gemar Tikkun.
То есть каждый товарищ десятки должен это решить для себя или...
This means that each friend in the ten needs to decide this for himself, or
each one needs to clarify it. But I need to know that everyone has already made this clarification, except me. All of the work depends on me.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
הרב, ערב טוב. על המצב הזה שאני רואה את החברים כשפלים.
Good evening. The state where I see the friends as low. I've already learned how to ask for this state. But what about the state where you see their greatness? What prayer should I raise?
I didn't understand. What are you praying then in the first case?
The first case, I pray in order to see the greatness.
Yes.
But after I've received this state that I see their greatness and everything is all right, in this state, what prayer should I raise in order to continue the work and not fall to
you want to be
the wrong place?
You want to be connected to them. You want to be the smallest one of them, like Rav Asher writes, to support them all the time more and more, and to continue in this way.
But the work above reason, in this place where I need to raise a prayer for them.
You already raised the prayer, and now that they're already greater, now you want to be connected to them.
So now it is the completion of connection.
PT 19.
In the excerpt, he says that the body, you give him excuses and he agrees. And there is this state that you don't need to give excuses. It's very unpleasant because you are running above reason. You go after through the above reason because the reason is unbearable for all kinds of reasons. So what did I do with this? Do I use it for the bad? It becomes a tool in order to please the will to receive anyway.
No, I want to be connected with the friends and to support them in everything, to really hold them on my hands. And I am the smallest one among them, and I just want all the time just to help them, to nullify towards them. Then I pray for this, that I'll have such a thing, that I will see them as great, that I will see myself as being capable of supporting them, of belonging to them. And in this way, I want to push each and every single one of them towards Gemar Tikkun, towards the state where the Creator will receive all of us together and will be dressed in us and will be with us. And I'm doing this work. I'm doing this from behind, and I'm pushing them towards this, and I'm holding them towards that. Ask.
When I feel that from all the world it comes, not from the ten, but in the ten I find this place. I do want to work above reason, but I feel that it could be because it's because in the reason I don't like it. So when I start doing these actions for the friends, start pushing them from behind, it is because my will to receive.
Don't think about this in the meantime. Of course, subconsciously do it like that because you feel that you will also reach Gemar Tikkun and it will be better for you, that you'll be smarter, and etc., etc. That's in the meantime. There will also be work on this. It'll come. You cannot at once work on all of the details of your connection through the friends to the Creator. But rather right now, you're just working on one little detail. Otherwise, you'll just scatter yourself and you won't move.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay, good. Well, Rehovot.
What matters more, the avut or the faith? In the work above reason, what determines more? Is it the mutual guarantee with the friends or the faith that the friends are great?
You cannot reach faith without keeping the law of Arvut. The law of Arvut is the Kli, and the light that enters this Kli is called the light of Emunah, faith.
Thank you.
I'm specifically very satisfied with him. PT 29.
Rav, why is it done like that? That I see the friends as the greatest of the generation, and I see that they are small.
In order for you to work here, in order to give you a place to work, and therefore, you need to see it such. It's the Creator that's bringing you such a picture. Yeah? You need to reach a state that there's no one in Bnei Baruch that is lower than you. Everyone is so great that you look at them like this. Every one of them.
No.
Not that each and everyone in one thing. One is wise, one is a musician. Everything is special in something. It's always like that. But you, by seeing that you also have something, then you calm yourself down. I'm also okay. It's not good. Rather, everyone is already within the spiritual qualities, and only you are just devoid of any spiritual quality. You don't have any. Okay. Good. Where is our reader? Give us a song.
Song.
Cuanto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sheroze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sheroze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la. Shehalev machlit sheroze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto
cuesta revelar que el lev מחליט שרוצה אלוקות junto al grupo llega la amistad ושם הוא יוצא דלק ציניו סליר והופך את הנסתר לגלות